What's up, guys? You're listening to Confessions of a Gym Rat, getting you through the 9 to 5 as healthily and happily as possible. Listen, I sincerely apologize. I should have given you guys a heads up that last week we were not going to have an episode, but honestly, I didn't plan on it. I forgot my travel microphone at home when I went to California, and then honestly, I was just working back to back to back to back to back this whole week. So the only time that the podcast was going to get done was at like 10 o'clock at night when I was slightly delirious. And I decided, you know what? It's better to just save it than give you guys an hour of absolute garbage and nothing coming out of my mouth. So I feel bad. I don't know. You know, I don't get paid for this. I don't have anybody producing this for me. I do everything myself. Yet for some reason, I feel so bad that I missed this one week. I've never missed a week before. And then I have to tell myself, Liz, like it's okay. You know, nobody's paying you to do this. Like it's going to be okay. So that's me trying to make myself feel better about it. And honestly, I'm glad I waited because oh my God, the stories that I have to tell you guys this week. You know when you go through those phases, like you just have those like weeks or those months where life is literally smacking you up, down, sideways, like backwards, forwards. That is me. That has been me. I'm losing my marbles. Where do I even begin? First of all, I think the last time I came on here, I was telling you guys about my car. Turns out the whole issue is that there was bad gas put in it. And I didn't go to some like shady gas station that was like 20 cents cheaper than everyone else. I went to a BP because my caffeine addicted ass wanted to go to Dunkin' Donuts. So there's this one BP in my town. I was on my way to the gym. I have to go like a little bit out of my way. But they have a Dunkin' Donuts instead of like a convenience store behind it. So I was like, I want to get a nice cup of coffee. I'm going to fill up my gas. And then I'm going to go to the gym instead of just going to the Wawa across the street. So place my Dunkin' order. I go to this gas station, blah, blah, blah. I don't need to get in the whole thing. Long story short, they put gas that was basically just all water in my tank and it destroyed everything. Have you heard of that before? Okay, I know. So I was telling Pat at the gym and he had heard of it. Apparently it happened in South Jersey a few weeks ago. Wish I knew. But what the fuck are the odds? Literally, what the fuck are the odds of getting bad gas in your car? So since it's a gas problem and it's not like a Jeep problem, Jeep's like, yeah, you're going to have to call your insurance company because this is not covered by us. This ain't our problem. So I called the insurance company. They're figuring it out. I'm trying to contact BP. BP's like, suck it, your fault. Like, whatever. Even though it's literally not. They're like, if you don't have a receipt, you're shit out of luck. But here's a little thing. So if you're not from Jersey, like, we don't pump our own gas here. So when you pay with credit card, which is obviously more expensive, they offer you a receipt, whatever. When I have cash on me, I try and pay cash. They don't offer you a receipt. After. And it's like, I'm not doing it myself. So I'm not going out there like fetching a receipt and choosing whether or not I want to throw it out or keep it. I say, can you fill it up regular cash? They fill you up and then they take your cash to give you the change and they let you go. Also, just on a quick note, I am literally trying to get every sentence out here and I have a scratch in my throat. So this is going to take me forever. If I keep pausing here, you might just have to deal with some coughs. I'll try and keep it very low key. But anyway, so I'm in the whole process of getting footage from the Dunkin' Donuts of my car there to prove that I was there, trying to get money from BP. Fucking sucks because my insurance is going to go up even though this wasn't my fault. Okay? It's not even like somebody like rear-ended me or anything. Like, no, I literally just went to go fill up my car with gas from BP as one needs to do to get their car to function. Okay, like it just what it like, I don't know. So I was thinking to myself as this all happened, God, maybe having a podcast is a bad idea because things will start happening to you in life that are worthy talking about the podcast. You guys know that I listen to Chicks in the Office a lot, and I hear their stories of like simple things. Like one of the latest things was like Rhea trying to move her couch into her apartment, and everything's such a huge like debacle and process. And while I was listening to it, I was like, these things have got to happen so she has shit to talk about. Like, the universe is just working for her to be like, talk about this on the podcast. And then shit started happening to me, and I was like, motherfucker, this is because I have a podcast, isn't it? It's for y'all to get some enjoyment, some good stories from. So whatever. Car's still not ready. Maybe it's ready by the time this releases. Supposed to be ready by Monday. We'll freaking see. I go to California last weekend, and I'm renting a car out there. I use Turo because I do like to drive. Like, I'll get Wranglers out there because it is pretty cheap. And then, like, I just like to drive the same car that I have. And, you know, now I've driven in California a bunch of times, so it's not really a big deal. But the first few times, I was like, let me just be comfortable in the same vehicle since these are foreign roads. Like, I know how it drives. And then I also want to make sure, spoil brat alert, that the car has CarPlay so I can easily like read the maps, because obviously I need the maps to wherever I'm going. So like 2 months ago, I booked this car on Turo, and I'm in the air. Luckily, I bought Wi-Fi because 6 hour flight. It was a 5 hour flight. And honestly, I didn't get a lick of sleep on the way there. My mind was just racing with God knows what garbage. So I'm doing whatever, and I get a notification from Turo, and the guy's like, you can't pick up your car any later than 6:30. And I was like, wait, what? I'm like, I've done this before, and the people just like leave the car, and the car has like a lock pad on it with the key inside. So like, they'll give you the code, whatever. I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, we don't work past 6:30. And I was like, why can't you just drop the car off at the airport? Like, leave it in the parking garage as people do, and I'll get it. Like, you don't have to be there. And he's like, nope, sorry, you're gonna have to contact Turo and get the car tomorrow instead. And I was like, well, okay, now I'm paying, like, now I gotta contact Turo for a day that I didn't get to use the car. And two, that was my ride from the airport. So I'm landing in an hour and a half now. And I'm like, all right, well, let me figure this shit out. So I text my friend that I'm staying with, and I'm like, well, first, I guess before that, I try and cancel this trip because the guy's getting nasty with me. So I start getting nasty back, not going to lie. And I was like, you know what? I'm done with this guy. So I try to cancel the trip, and he's like not approving it. He's like, sorry, the trip already started. You can't cancel it, because he messaged me 5 minutes before the trip started. He's like, if you want to cancel, you have to call Turo. And I said, sir, I'm in the air. I ain't calling anyone right now. I don't got cell service. And he's like, not my problem. So I'm trying to rebook, like, I can't book another car because it's saying that I already have like a trip in progress. So I text my friend that I'm staying with, and I'm like, hey, can you make a Turo account? Can you get a car and like put me in as a driver, please? I'm like, but you got to do it quick. So he's like, sure, sure, sure. Text me back in like 3 minutes. Yeah, so my license is expired. I actually can't make an account. So I'm like, fuck, well, can you make another account? Like, I'm going back and forth with this guy. I'm trying to figure things out. I'm like, can you make an account pretending to be me? That doesn't work. Turo's like, we're recognizing some fraud. So I text my brother. I'm like, hey, can you please make an account right now? Like, do whatever. Like, I just need something to come and pick me up. By the time like that he gets to it, it's too late. So the 2 hour, like, the 1.5, like 2 hour window block was done. I wasn't getting a car to the airport. So I was like, can you please just get one for tomorrow then? Have them drop it off at Gold's. I'll be there. I'll pick it up. So he's like, yeah, sure. Gets a car set for tomorrow, whatever. My friend comes and picks me up. Once I told him, like, I was like, I'm not getting a car. You have to get in your car right now. Like, please come get me. So he came and got me. I mind my own business, you know. We go to the gym the next morning, texting my brother. He's not answering because he's at work. I think he was like golfing or caddying or some shit. I don't know. The car's not where it's supposed to be. Pickup time was 8 a.m. It was like 9 a.m. and I didn't see that car anywhere. And I'm confused. So like I'm going back and forth with my mom since my brother's working. I'm like, he didn't text me that the guy said anything. Like, I don't know if this guy's waiting for him to answer. Long story short, the guy got the days confused and tried dropping off the car the next day. So now my brother's got a call because he's like, again, like, just cancel this shit. Like, you had me paying for a day where you didn't show up. You got it messed up. You literally got the days messed up. So that day I ended up just going to back to the airport and renting a car from like Fox or whatever. I guess I could have done that. I could have done that when I got to the airport the day before, but honestly, my brain was so frazzled and I was in the middle of the air that I wasn't really thinking about all my options. I was just in panic mode. Like, I was just, you know, when you're so overwhelmed that you actually can't think, right? That was that. So I got a car, long story short, and I got refunded. So that's fantastic. I'm making jokes. I'm like, oh, what the, like, I can't get in a freaking car. Like, cars are not my thing this month. I'm having problems. I should just stay inside for a week. So Tuesday rolls around. It's time for me to get on my flight home. First of all, my friend overslept. So, and we were on the same flight back to Jersey. So I literally got through security the second we started boarding. I was panicking for a good like half hour and then it turned out to be completely fine. Our plane got switched to one of those like big ass planes. I was supposed to be in a window seat, which I actually like the window seat because I could prop my head up in like the corner and sleep. But it got switched around. So I had selected, because there was like really only middle seats up close or like window seats way far back, but I didn't want to be in the back of the plane. I selected a middle seat that was in like the first row of the cabin, economy plus, whatever the fuck it was. And I was like, you know what? It's a middle seat. It sucks, but at least I'll be able to stretch out my legs. Like, I'll have enough room. Get on the plane. And my friend's in the row behind me. I go to put my stuff down. And this woman and her baby are next to me. And she's like, I'm so sorry. Would you mind switching seats with my sister so she could help with the baby? The sister's sitting next to my friend. My friend's looking at me. I don't want to insult him by being like, no, I really wanted this fucking seat. And also, like, there's this baby here. The sister's looking at me. Everyone's looking at me. I'm an asshole if I say, no, I want this seat, even though that's the seat that's rightfully mine. So I was like, honestly, fuck it, whatever. So I'm like, yeah, sure, okay. I go and sit down, put my eye mask on. I kind of woke up to, I had my AirPod Pros in, so I couldn't really hear that well, but I heard some sort of commotion. Kid in front of me, that baby, he isn't a baby, he was like 2-3 years old, yacked. Luckily, I didn't see it, I didn't smell it, but I just heard like, I saw them cleaning it up. They brought like the toxin bag or whatever. And in my head, I was like, oh my God, thank God I switched seats. Because that would have been enough. Like, that's one of my greatest fears, is sitting next to somebody that throws up on an airplane. That is like up there, top five. Put my eye mask back on, start to drift back off to sleep. All of a sudden, and guys, you can't make this shit up. All of a sudden, my lap is overcome with a cold, wet feeling. I open my eyes. That stupid fucking kid in front of me has his hand in between the two seats, took my Diet Coke. Guys, I'm on a prep. I was just trying to have a Diet Coke to find some enjoyment. I love getting snacks at the airport, and that was one thing I was deprived of. So I was like, I'm going to take a free beverage on this plane and I'm gonna have a Diet Coke because I cannot go and buy my favorite one bars. He had took my Diet Coke and just flung that thing. There's Diet Coke or really Coke Zero, okay? A little bit healthier, a little bit. All over my phone, all over my yellow sweatshirt that was sitting on my lap, all over my brand new sweatpants that I'm wearing. It got on the guy next to me. It's soaking me, like an entire can of Diet Coke. Entire can. And that kid's dumbass hand is just in between the seats. It was not an accident. It's not like he shook the seat in front of me too hard and the thing just knocked over. He deliberately wanted to be an asshole. and knocked over my freaking Diet Coke. So his mom's mortified. I don't like, if you're a jerk about it, like if you're as a parent, then I'll be a jerk back. But she was mortified. She was like, I am so sorry. What can I do? So I was like, me being an asshole right now isn't going to uncover myself with Diet Coke. It's not. So I was like, I'm telling you guys, there was a puddle, like literally a 12 ounce can's worth on my lap. The flight attendant who's busy cleaning up this kid's yak is like, oh my God, runs and gets me paper towels, runs and goes to first class, gets me like those warm towels and then like a dry one afterwards. I'm trying to dab stuff out of my lap. The mom was like, what can I do? Like, can I please take your sweatshirt to the bathroom and wash it off? I was like, ugh. Like, I know she wanted to help, but I really don't want airport water on my sweatshirt, but whatever. It's got to go in the wash anyway. So I give her my sweatshirt. She does whatever, tries to wash it off. This kid's just being causing a fucking problem. You really can't make it up. So they take care of me and that guy, and then they finish cleaning up the kid's fucking yak. The bright side, though, is that the flight attendant was like, I'm going to compensate you. And I got a $150 credit out of it, which honestly, like, I was going to have to wash that sweatshirt anyway. So I guess in the long run, I really made out. But I was just like, you've got to be, like, I can't go in any methods of transportation. I'm done. I need to start walking or just not leave my house for a week because things are going wrong. They're not going right for me. So yeah, that's the highlight of my transportation in the past week. Other than that, though, California, great time as always. I'm kind of like, I'm going to be so transparent with you guys. I'm going through like a crisis right now where I'm like, I don't know what I want to do with my life. I don't know where I want to be. Every time I'm out there, I'm so happy, but my family's here and Chloe's here and I'm mad stressed. I'm mad fucking stressed about it, but that's not the point. And you guys did not listen. You did not turn on this podcast to listen to. Yeah. Okay. That's it. That's just, we're going to end it there. I do have a good episode ahead for you guys. We got some fun highlights and some fun hot topics to talk about. So I'm going to shut up and we're going to get into this week's episode. Okay. Let's get into some hot topics. And I feel like I have 2 weeks now to catch up on. So some of them we're going to breeze through. One, I guess Hailey Bieber's pregnant. This one didn't really do anything for me. I'm not going to lie. I mean, the photos were kind of creepy, kind of cool. I was never a believer. Like, I don't hate Justin Bieber, but for me, like, the Jonas Brothers getting married broke my heart way more. That Justin Bieber getting married didn't do anything for me. I really, like, don't care. I hope that he's a good dad. I don't know. I know everybody else is like kind of up and not up in arms about it, but everyone's been talking about it. So I was like, I'll bring it up. But all I really got to say is, you know what? Congrats. Congrats to them. Week one of the Vanderpump Rules reunion came out. My thoughts on this, I don't know. Honestly, I'm getting the hint a little bit that Vanderpump's going to be done after or at the end of this season, I guess. I don't know. I guess we'll find out. The little montage that they did at the end of the last actual episode, like the season finale, was kind of sad and bittersweet. I like watching Vanderpump Rules. I do. I like having the new episodes and stuff. However, it doesn't get me in the way that it used to. I want to see. I don't know. It's just, it's not the same. And everybody knows it's not the same. All good things. You know, it's like all good things must come to an end. Instead of the show dragging on and there being a whole lot of nothing, like, I guess just let these people go their separate ways. I don't know. I will miss Schwartz on TV, though. He's a good one. He's a good one. I didn't yet. I got to watch it. I did not watch Sandoval and Jax go on Watch What Happens Live. I honestly haven't watched any TV this week. So I got to sit down and watch that because I can't even imagine the shitstorm that came out of the two of their mouths. Bro, it came out a few weeks ago that Jax was like, you know, I think you should reevaluate like your marriage after every 10 years. Like it should be like a little contract. Like, I don't know. It gives me no hope because Brittany probably thought that she was the woman that changed Jax, blah, blah, blah. But he cheats on you once, he'll cheat on you. Like, I can't live like that. You know, people can change, but if you cheat on me, I think I'm out. Now, having grown and learned a few lessons, like, I don't want to live with that uncertainty. Maybe you can grow and meet a new person and not cheat on them because that's your person. But for me, nah. Okay, moving on. So Sophie Turner is on the cover of British Vogue. I have not yet, like, I literally have not had a second to myself. I've not yet read it, but I heard that this is the first time that she's really, like, talked about her divorce. A few quotes. Here's the first one in regards to her divorce. It's unfathomable the amount of people that will just make up shit based on a picture. A picture might tell 1,000 words, but it's not my story. It felt like I was watching a movie of my life that I hadn't written, hadn't produced, or starred in. It was shocking, and I'm still in shock. Yeah, I mean, when people ask me what happened between the two of them, I don't know. I really don't know. And they really haven't. And I don't want to speculate because I like the two of them so much. So I honestly just say, I don't know. I don't have a side in this. I just hope they're both happy. And then she said, Taylor was an absolute hero to me this year. I've never been more grateful to anyone than I am for her because she took my children and me and provided us with a home and a safe space. She really has a heart of gold. Yeah. I mean, to have Taylor Swift in your corner, that's got to be something. And to house your ex-boyfriend's ex-wife and children. Growth, baby. Growth. So I am interested. I got to read it because, like, of course I want the details. I just don't have the details. You know, so I'm going to see what she says. I feel like the Jonas Brothers, like, they're not really ones to clap back at anything. So I'm not expecting any drama. I think this is just is what it's going to be. And hopefully she's happy. She looks like she's really busy with work. Joe looks happy. I don't know either of them personally, although I wish I did. But I guess some things just lose their shine. I don't know. There's a lot of things that have gone on in these past 2 weeks, and I honestly can't sit here and cover all of these because it's not a pop culture podcast. But I gotta bring this up. Jeopardy is having a pop culture spinoff. They just announced it this week. Bro, how do I get in on that? Because whenever I've seen Jeopardy, I've never willingly put Jeopardy on, but the times that I've watched it and it's been on, I feel like the world's biggest idiot. I don't know any of that stuff. Like, literally nothing. I think one time the category was Taylor Swift songs and I was like, got it. But these people answer so confidently. I'm like, how the fuck do you know these things? It just makes me realize, like, damn, Shawty, you really don't know shit. You really don't. However, when it comes to pop culture, I might have a fighting chance. I might. If I continue down this Bravo hole, then I definitely will. That's something I would watch. Jeopardy kind of bores me just because I don't know this shit. And I honestly, no offense, but I kind of find the characters to be on the show, like the contestants, to be kind of boring and plain. However, pop culture, that's got my interest and I'm in on that. So we'll see. I'm going to have to keep myself tuned for those. Those are the biggest of the hot topics this week. Let me know if there's specific things that you guys like want covered or things that you're interested in, and I'll bring them up and we'll have a grand old time next time. Okay, weekly highlights, my non-health and fitness related highlight. Guys, I did so much this week, but I gotta hand it to the Morgan Wallen concert. I have to. I've been waiting for this concert since last year when he had to postpone it. And thank God his vocal cords are okay. But God damn, that man puts on a show. I've never seen somebody hype themselves up as much as he was hyping himself up. And honestly, good for you. Your mind must be a peaceful place when you're like that. He put out some fucking energy. I was bopping around. We had the firecracker songs where he's like chanting, he's jumping up in the air, the whole crowd's dancing. We had the slowdown songs where he's showing off his like beautiful vocal capabilities. And I had the best fucking time. I would do it all over again. And I can confirm he looks very great in person. Very great. I was on the side of the stage. So my view was like kind of a little bit obstructed, but honestly so worth it because he came over and I was pretty low down. I'm going to live with the narrative that we made eye contact. And we're just going to, that's what I'm going to believe. And that's what I'm going to go with. But seriously, I was close enough that like he came over to the side of the stage, waved to us. I got a little video of it all. And I'm glad he did that because like you got people sitting back there. Some people were like way far behind where I was like, damn, you're really not going to see anything. But honestly, I had some pretty damn good seats because he came right over. He did a few songs like right in front of my face. Whew. That man knows how to put on a party. What got me the most though, and I always love the beginning of a concert. Seeing how the artist walks out is like the most exciting part. Everyone goes crazy. It's a whole big thing. They showed him and I was kind of looking, but I think he was on the other tunnel because I was near like one tunnel. Like if you're looking at the stage, I was near the left tunnel. I think he came out of the right one. As his band's getting on stage, they show on the big screen a clip of him hyping himself up in the tunnel, walking out with fucking Eli Manning. And I'm a Giants girl. So I see Eli and all of a sudden I'm freaking the fuck out. I'm like, oh my God, he's here. He's here. Eazy-E. He's here. That interaction was the funniest thing I've seen in a while. And maybe I'm just geeking out because I love Morgan and I love Eli. But you gotta watch it. It's on my TikTok if you guys have not seen it. Morgan Wallen is hyped up. He is bouncing around. He's punching the air. He's singing his own lyrics. He's throwing twos up in the air. Eli Manning has never heard this song. There's no fucking way that he's ever heard this song. He is standing behind him, clapping his big ass hands, looking at the ground, dressed like he just came home from work with the shirt all tucked in. The vibes were extreme. They could not have been more different, yet I wouldn't have expected anything more out of Eli. He does not bounce around like that. That's just not what he does. But it was the, you guys got to go to my TikTok and watch it because it was the funniest thing I've seen in a while. My health and fitness related highlight, I'm going to give it to my workout at Zoo because, you know, actually I take that back. I got to hike the Hollywood Hills and me and Nush tried to do this like last year and we failed miserably. This time I did it successfully. I saw the sign. I got a nice sweat in and I was by myself. Honestly, I know hiking by yourself is like not really something you should do, but it was broad daylight. There was like a million tour groups near me. I survived. It's okay. I'm not that stupid. But just being able to get that fresh air and like not talk to anyone, like just shut up for a little bit and be by myself and kind of overlook the whole city was beautiful. Beautiful. I was going to give it to a lift, but then I realized, you know, you lift all the time, Liz. You don't hike the Hollywood Hills that often. Bucket list. Now I can successfully say bucket list cleared. We did it for real this time. Okay, this week's little educational topic is all about ass. Okay, I just really wanted to say that. Ignore me. Sometimes you gotta make corny jokes and you gotta laugh at them. Otherwise, life isn't that fun. Anyway, though, seriously, we are talking squats this week. I'm sure that if you've done some sort of research on squats and leg days in the gym and stuff, you've probably heard about this whole ass to grass theory, right? And I was taught that, well, I guess I wasn't taught that, but I had picked up on that before I got my personal training certification. You got to get deep enough. If you're not, like, it wasn't impressive. It was almost like a, I don't want to say societal standard, but like if your friend saw you squatting and your ass wasn't to the ground, they would be it's not good enough. Like, that's not impressive or whatever. Like, your ass had to be touching the ground for people to be like, wow, she's legit. Fast forward, growing up, getting some education, you realize literally anything in life should best suit you. It doesn't matter what other people think or critique. And don't get me wrong, there's a right way and a wrong way, quote unquote, like vaguely, to do a squat. But everybody's body is different. And that matters a lot when you're exercising, okay? Not in a sense of like everybody's body's different and it's beautiful, blah, 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 which is true, you know, whatever. But we're talking like actual mechanics here, okay? I've trained people who ranging from 13 to 83. I've had people who've never squatted before. I have people who can squat like a pro. People who have diseases like Parkinson's who can't squat anymore because they can't stand up on their own. You know, I've done it all. And here's the thing. Here's the big message, takeaway that I want to give you before we get into things. The ass to grass rule is complete and utter bullshit. The knees to hammy rule, complete and utter bullshit. Okay. This triggered me a few weeks ago because, you know, everybody runs their mouth on the internet like they know what they're talking about. Okay. Where are your credentials? That's what I always say. And honestly, just because you've been lifting weights for years doesn't even mean you know shit. You know, how many times, I took calculus for like 2 years or whatever. I don't know shit about calculus. I don't fucking know a single thing. I don't know where that example just came out of, but I guess that's a deep insecurity that lies within me. That's something that we've discovered today. Okay. Well, anyway, you do want to get, you want to aim to get at least parallel with your glutes to the ground. You know, that's something that I continuously work on with my clients if we're not there yet. You know, I've had people who are in their 60s and they haven't moved in years and their knees and their hips just are not what they used to be. They have no hip mobility. So we might not be there yet, but that's what we'll get to. However, not everybody has the mobility to go ass to grass. And honestly, you don't need to work on getting there. You know, honestly, once your butt kind of dips to a certain point, and that point's going to be different for everybody, so that's why I'm keeping it kind of vague, it's actually going to put a little bit of stress and rounding on your lower back. So there are a few things that you should be looking for when you do a squat. Okay. And kind of telling like, what's the good range of motion and what are you capable of? And then also identifying like why your squat looks the way that it does. Okay. I, for a while, had a very, very, very exaggerated forward lean, like horrendous, gross. I also could I could just get to parallel, but any deeper than that, I was like, hell no. Even still, I just got a little nervous. That forward lean is most likely, and in my case it was, because your hips are too tight. I had absolutely not the slightest bit of hip mobility, but with the help of yoga, your girl can drop into a split now. So you can assume that my squat, my lean is fine. There are other things though that we need to take into consideration. I always ask clients when we get started, you know, have you had any injuries? I've had clients with hip replacements. I've had clients who had ACL surgeries and then never really recovered properly. Everybody's body is different. We're going to keep repeating that. If you are somebody with weak knees or you tend to feel knee pain a lot, first of all, I would recommend compression sleeves. Mine are from Upper Gear and they're very, very nice. Two, the ass to grass rule is really going to put extra tension on that knee, because think about the path that your knee takes when you're squatting. The lower you get down, the more it's kind of stretching out. So the more you're kind of pulling on those tendons in the knee, if that's causing you severe pain, don't go down that deep, even if you can. Okay? That's not doing you any good. You know, maybe for somebody who doesn't feel the pain, like that's doing them good. But for you, if you are feeling knee pain, highly wouldn't recommend ass to grass. Second, can you get ass to grass, but are your heels lifting? That's the thing. If you can get down ass to the grass or in a pendulum squat, you know, they say like hamstrings to calves. If you can get down with your feet staying planted and still and without your spine rounding, then that's perfect for you. However, based on the length really of our legs and in proportion to our body, everybody's capabilities are a little bit different. That's why you see a lot of people elevate their heels on like a block when they squat. It does put more tension on the quads, that is true. But it also allows their heel to stay on a surface, because when your heel starts to lift, you're one, it's a sign of compensation, and two, it creates instability, which can be very dangerous when you're squatting. So you never want your heels or your toes really to be lifting off the ground when you squat. You'll hear people say you want to push through the tripod of your feet. That's talking like heel right under the big toe, right under the pinky toe. That's the tripod of your foot. And honestly, I never really liked that phrase, because it's your whole damn foot. Just say press through your entire foot, whatever, you know? The tripod just makes it sound a little like, oh, what's the tripod? Like, you just press through your feet. Okay? Just do that. Point being, though, if I squat, I'm 5'2.5". If I squat down, and then if my brother, who's 5'11", squats down, there's going to be different points that our back start to round and that our heels start to lift. Okay. If you're not really sure, then take a barbell and film yourself, or go like side by side in the mirror so you can see when your tailbone, and it's not going to be a huge rounding, but when your tailbone kind of starts to get a little rounded, that's when you want to stop. Trust me, guys, I know you want a massive ass. You want massive quads. You want to be able to move some serious weights, and you want to look cool doing it. No physique is worth a permanent injury or like a withstanding injury. You fuck up your back now, it's going to hurt you for the rest of your life. And just a little anatomy lesson, your back supports like your entire body. Okay. Growing up is realizing like, okay, just because you can do it doesn't mean you should, and doesn't mean that it's great for you. So again, I'm not saying that the ass to grass rule is bad for everybody. I think it's different. How it applies is different for everybody. For me, I'm not getting down there. I'm not, because I see where my back starts to round. My heels are fine, but I see where my back starts to round, and I'm not trying to have a back like flare up. Been there, done that, healed from it, not going back. Okay. So I would just do a little squat assessment with yourself. Honestly, if you're unsure, sign up for like a month of personal training with me or whatever. Send me some videos. We can work on correcting it. We can work on getting you to the right spot, but that's just a shameless plug on me. Yeah, moral of the story is ask yourself if you're trying to look cool or if it's actually beneficial. Check out your squat this week. And if somebody tells you, this is what I'm going to leave on. If somebody tells you you need to get ass to grass, that's when you know that they're incredible. Uncredible. Non-credible. Not amazing. You know what I mean? And that they're full of shit and they don't know what they're talking about, and you shouldn't take advice from them. All right, guys. Well, that pretty much wraps up this week's episode of Confessions of a Gym Rat. Thank you for bearing with me as we took a little week break, but we're so fucking back. I need a swear jar, like unnecessary. Anyway, make sure that you follow the podcast on Instagram at Confessions of a Gym Rat. Follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Lifts with Liz. I hope you have a happy, healthy, beautiful Monday, and I will talk to you next week.